Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. I said I just got back, baby.
The big white house on the hill. That's Billy, Dusty, and Frank bringing this back. Little Texas Blues, 7 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Gary Moore is our guest, our good friend, longtime original founding member of our Brain Trust. We're going to celebrate his 19th anniversary a little bit later in the year. Gary, thanks again for being here. Financialseminary.org.
Right. And they can read that. They can read that article on the
Responsible Capitalism, Moral Solutions to Economic Problems Today's Politics Won't Fix. If there's one thing we know now, beyond a shadow of a doubt, I don't care if you're a Republican or a Democrat or a mugwump. I don't care if you like Trump or you don't like Trump. Surely, to God, you understand now that Washington is not where we have to look for our solutions.
It's not going to be the solution.
It is never going to happen there. And I'll tell you something else. Wall Street is not going to be the solution.
No.
Because they are because together they form an oligarchy.
Yep.
And so the only way we're going to solve this, Gary, is grassroots.
And it's got to be a grassroots movement, Jim. And if you think about it, I'm going to sound a little preachy here, but if you go back to biblical times, there was a guy named Jesus who wandered around, and he never lobbied Caesar or Herod or any of those guys. He went directly to the people, and he said, if we're going to change the world and provide what we called salvation to the world, which is more than just after death a thing, abundant life on earth, as he put it, then we've got to go to the people. It's got to be a populist movement. And I think we're in the initial stages of it. At least Peter Drucker thought we are.
Don't you? But you used a word that I think is a powerful word, Gary, just now. And I don't think, I know you meant it in a powerful way, but I want you to land on it for a minute.
Yeah.
You used the word abundant.
Yeah.
The marketplace is abundant.
Oh, yes.
There's an abundance. To me, a free market economy, If it functions with people at the heart of the objective,
yep,
it's like love. It's infinite.
You sound like an Old Testament prophet now, Jim.
There's no limit to love. There's no quota for hugs, right?
Yep.
And abundance in a marketplace that's focused on human beings is virtually there's no limit to the abundance.
That's exactly right. But it's fear that drives us, Jim.
But Gary, fear and greed can live in that abundance. That's what creates the abundance. It's just the problem is, Gary, when it breaches equilibrium.
What we've got right now
is we've got a lot of breaching of equilibrium.
Yep.
By unnatural acts and players like what's going on Wall Street today.
Washington. That's exactly right. Let me explain. I'm looking at a chart, Jim. I want you to think this through for a minute. All during the 50s, 60s, and 70s, which almost everybody today says that's what we want to get back to, corporate profit margins took about 6% of our national GDP. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
When Reagan came into office, it was down to 3%. So he brought in supply-side economics to boost that, and it needed to happen. I was a supporter of Reaganomics back then. Jack Kemp was a co-author, and I was on Jack's board and so on, and I believed in it. But it was an idea that was we've gotten too much of a good thing, I think, and today corporate profit margins are approaching 12%.
Wow.
So it went from 6 to 3 to 12. Think about what would happen today if corporate profit margins went back to where they were in the 50s, 60s, and 70s, and we could take 5 or 6% of our national income and make it more popular, bring it down to the small business owner who's mm-hmm. struggling today, and instead of, 10%
of American
people.
What would that do to the stock? Would we then have a 6,000
stock market would come off, Jim.
Yeah,
I sold my U.S. stocks because I believe the stock market is no longer an indicator of national prosperity.
Yeah.
It's a symbol of how the top 10% are doing.
Right,
and I'm one
agree.
Of those 10%, Jim. I'm not being critical here.
Yeah.
But it can't work for society, and it's in my long-term best interest, rightly understood, as Tocqueville put it, to have the people. You can't just have everybody manufacturing stuff. You got to have somebody buying that stuff.
That's right.
And today there's not enough money among the small business owners and stuff to buy that stuff.
That's called killing the goose that laid the golden egg, is what you're talking about.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, Gary, thanks for your wisdom. Thanks for your perspective. Thanks for your time.
All right, buddy. Take care.
Gary Moore, ladies and gentlemen. I told you we'd get smarter when Gary joined us. He's one of the smartest guys in our brain trust. I'll tell you that right now. I always love hearing his thoughtful, spiritual perspectives. And we'll have more of that, God willing, in the future. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.